Good evening, friends and family. I hope that everyone has had a marvelous Monday. Oh, it's so exciting to be here, to be on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center call, and ready and being present, ready to share in this message tonight. We've been talking about deliberate dating all week, and it has been truly, truly fascinating. It's so much so that it's just brought to mind what it is that we have to do when we are deliberate in our dating. We have to be so strong to display and promote the faith that we have in God in and through our dating relationships. And it's just an honor that He's chosen us, chosen before we were born in our mother's womb, and chosen us to walk this life. So it's a great opportunity for us to choose Him and be with Him. So we're talking about deliberate dating. We're here. It's Learning Center. Call a friend. Get them on the line. And let's get this call started. The first guy doing so, let's introduce our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Great. Thank you.
All right, y'all. This is Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw. And do understand we will be on Facebook here shortly. So just go to Tellius M. Carr, and you can join us right there, okay? But before we get started with that, let us pray so we can get into this call. Ms. Tiana?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to serve you. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds and just share in what it is to deliberately date you and what it is to deliberately date in the world. What is it that we're supposed to do? We are grateful for this ministry and this platform that you provided. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So, y'all, this is a ginormous, if you will, topic. And we talk about deliberate dating. I do believe, Ms. Tiana. What about you?
Oh, I agree. It has truly been fascinating.
Okay. We talk about dating with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all say that? Dating with a purpose. And it's important. Y'all can see me on live? Okay. How you doing, Ms. Tamika? Okay. So we're talking about dating with a purpose. We're talking about deliberately dating. How you doing, Ms. Tamara? Okay. And this is important. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer and Ms. Sherry? Okay. Ms. Nakisha. And when we talk about deliberate dating, Ms. Tiana, let me get some insight from you. How you doing, Ms. Monique and Ms. Johnson? How are y'all? Ms. Val, okay? Ms. Kenyatta, how are you? So, Ms. Tiana, what you got?
You know, that this week, one of the things that really stood out for me is that question, if we can't be faithful to God, how can we be faithful to any relationship? Because if we don't understand, right, what it is that pleases God, how can we even say we walk in faith? And that's what really stood out to me, because we have to be knowledgeable of that in our life and through dating. And it's so interesting because in researching this in this topic, like a scripture has really stood out to me all week. And it's actually Proverbs 19:2, which says, a person without knowledge is no good. A person in a hurry makes mistakes. So a person without knowledge, basically, you're walking in ignorance. And if we're ignorant in our dating, how can we then be faithful at all? Because if we know better, we do better. That's what
right.
That's what it is.
Okay. So how you doing, Ms. Jacqueline? Okay. Ms. Teha, how are you? What's going on, Johnny? Ms. Latanya, Ms. Denisha? Okay, Ms. Aubrey? How are you? What's going on, Dewan? Boy, Dewan. Ms. Anitra, how are you? Ms. Bathsheba and Ms. Angela. This is all our people on. Okay, Ms. Tanika, Ms. Shira, Ms. Tanette, Ms. Brenda. How are you, Ms. Location? Okay. Y'all, we're talking about deliberate dating, okay? Let's get to it. Ms. Courtney, how are you doing? Okay. When you date, we're talking about dating with a purpose, deliberately dating. You got to know what you're trying to do when we're dating. Okay. Ms. Brittany, how are you? One of the first questions before we get to Mr. DJ, the first questions I want everybody to ponder on for a second is it possible, is it possible to date someone when you have yet to have an established relationship with God? How you doing, Miss Chloe? Miss Joyce, how are you? Okay. Is it possible, people? Miss India, Miss Fletcher, how are you? Is it possible to date someone when you have yet to establish a solid relationship with God? Is that possible? Can somebody help me out on Facebook Live, even on the phone? Star 5 if you want to chime in, but let's get to it. Is it possible to even have that type of relationship with somebody else when we don't have it first with God? Now, before we answer that, let me share something with y'all. Y'all know the type of families we was raised in, right? And mom and dad always say charity starts where?
At home.
At home. So if we didn't get along with brothers and sisters, how you doing, Miss Jeanette? Miss Patricia, how are you? If we didn't get along with our brothers and sisters, is it possible that our mothers and fathers would allow us to be getting along with our neighbors or friends at school when we couldn't get along with our siblings? Mm-hmm. How you doing, Ms. Boykin? Ms. Natty Walker? So with that being said, if charity starts at home, what's going on, E40? If charity starts at home, our home is heaven, right? How you doing, Ms. Collins? There she go, Ms. April. If our home is heaven, right, because we're heaven bound, how is it possible that we can establish a natural relationship with a man or a woman and not have a spiritual relationship with God? Now, before you answer that, I ain't talking about going to church. I'm talking about a real relationship. See, we don't want somebody who's around us who's cheating on us, although they don't tell us. We don't want that type of relationship. We want a solid relationship. We want to date somebody who has the purpose of, you know, establishing a family, right? So how is it that we think we have a real relationship with God when we know we're cheating on him? All right. Ms. Jennifer said you can, but the relationship would not last long. All right. Ms. Sherry said it's possible. It's possible, but would be terribly hard, especially if you are unequally yoked. Okay. All right. Ms. Latonya said it's possible, yet the purpose and direction of the two of you are going, direction of the two of you are going would not be pleasing to God and not what he intends for the relationship. So, y'all, here it is. We're talking about deliberate dating, dating with a purpose, dating with a purpose, dating with a purpose. What is your purpose for dating the opposite sex? Mr. DJ, what you got to say real quickly?
The purpose for dating the opposite sex, the goal is definitely for them to become a mate, but pleasure is human, more human. That's what we do. We're mm-hmm. trying to see what they can do for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, we're talking about dating with a Miss Val, what you say? No, having parents that still together after 42 years, you have to. How you doing, Miss Dodie? Miss Deborah? All right. So, y'all, what is your purpose for dating? When you're dating, when you're seeking a soulmate, now, let's get something. How you doing, Miss Kamala and Miss Sandra? Let's get something established. Everybody's not seeking a soulmate. That's fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. I don't care how qualified we are. We can be the most studious person, the most eloquent person. We can be the most professional person in our own eyesight. That don't mean you're dating with a purpose. For instance, can I share this with everybody? We're talking about dating with a purpose. When is Oprah and Stedman going to get married?
Okay.
I'm asking a question, y'all, because, see, what messes up our psyche? We talk about dating with a purpose. Some would say Oprah don't need to get married because Oprah have money. So you mean to tell me that the dating now is contingent upon what the person can bring financially to the table?
It should not be.
How you doing, Miss Tisha? Cuz Rachel, how are you? Hey, Miss Tyler, how are you doing? Right? So that's a legit question. How you doing, Miss Trina? When is Oprah and Stedman gonna get married? Do y'all consider them dating? What's going on, bruh? Do y'all consider Oprah and Stedman dating? And at what point will they establish something called a covenant under God? Now, the reason I'm asking, boy, people quiet. The reason I'm asking that between them two, well, look at us and God. Y'all know the same relationship that Oprah and Stephen have is the one that we have with God?
Come on.
How you doing, Ms. Veronica? Listen to what I'm saying. How you doing, Ms. Williams? Listen to what I'm saying. It's because we don't want to commit. Hold on. Boy, I knew it. Dating with a purpose. Dating with a purpose. You know what God was saying? God said he knew who we were before we was formed in our mother's womb. Don't you know that he gave up his life just to have us as his bride?
Yes, indeed.
Miss Trina said, are they common law? That's a good question, Miss Trina. Are they common law? Miss Trina, what's so common? Is it God's law or is it man's law? Which common law are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Michelle, my cousin say Oprah and Stephen are together for appearance. I agree with you because a lot of times we together with God for appearance too. That's absolutely right. So when you date with a purpose, God's purpose was I'm going to give up my life for you, and therefore what he gave, he wants in return. He wants us to give up our life for him. True?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Ms. Veronica say it's hard to find a good man. Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Regina? What's going on, Ms. Katina? Okay. Ms. Fletcher say they are dating. That's right. What's going on, Van and Ebony? Pinky, how are you? Okay. Val say that's a shacking law. How you doing, Ms. Rhonda? Y'all something new. Ms. Ely, how are you? Okay. So y'all get it, though? When you date with a purpose, what is the purpose? If you're dating somebody right now, what is the purpose of y'all dating? At what age is it too old for us to be dating? You know, is it 35, 40? If we 40 years, 50 years old and still dating somebody and calling somebody a girlfriend or boyfriend, is it a purpose marriage? I mean, where are we going with this? Where are we going? What's going on, Tori and Ms. Alicia? So where are we going with this, y'all? If the purpose is not marriage, what are we both doing?
Great question.
Mr. Carr, some people date to cure loneliness. They don't want to get married, and the other person don't want to get married, but it depends on everybody's definition of date if not on the same page.
Okay. Mr. Keith, what'd you say, Mr. Keith? Tyler? He said a lot of guys don't want to date for a purpose. Okay. Talk to me more about that, Ms. Tyler. I need to know about that. Ms. Veronica, what'd you say? I'm so serious. I'm a good woman, but why do they still run the streets? We're going to get to that now. How you doing, Ms. Knox? Okay. What'd you say, sir? I'm going to sit this one out. Hey, Tori, you married, right, Tori? My boy married. I said he's married. Okay. Miss Trina say I got to get back to work on. Okay. All right. Listen to you later, Miss Trina. Thank you for joining in, all right? All right. So, y'all see what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So when you date with a purpose, you have to know where you're going. It has to be established up front. How you doing, Miss Tyra? It has to be established up front. But how can you establish something without the presence of God? Now, a lot of people don't want to hear what's going on with that. A lot of people don't want to hear happily married. There you go, Tor. My bad. He happily married. Let me say that. A lot of people don't want to hear the fact we don't want to talk about God in the relationship, but we want to talk about God after our heart has been broken. So did we actually date with a purpose? If you're looking for a soulmate, come on, women and men, if you're looking for a soulmate and God is not the foundation, how far would this thing go? See, when we talk about dating with a purpose, we can all brag about our grandmothers, grandfathers. We can brag our great-grandparents, how they was together for 50 years, even our parents together for 40 years. But guess what the longest relationship I know of? I think it's between God and man. He dated us. The Bible says he would never leave nor forsake us. Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Even, hold on, watch this. This is where it gets interesting. Dating with a purpose. Even in the natural, God said, until death do us part. That's in the natural. But God said he would never leave us. So why are we trying to seek temporary relationship when we haven't established an eternal one? In other words, that's death that would separate you from flesh and flesh. But God said, I would never leave you. In other words, it's something deeper than flesh. When you date with the purpose, if that person don't have God in them, why are you seeking them?
Amen.
Why? And then what happens is we're disappointed. And then we start saying stuff like there's no good women out there or there's no good men. Well, my thing is there's absolutely a lot of good men. There's absolutely a lot of good women. Here's the thing. Are you good enough to know it? Uh-oh.
Mm.
See, in other words, if we're not rooted in God, let me give you a scripture. The Bible says, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the corrupt, all things are corrupt. So when we say there are no good men out there, there are no good women, guess what that says about you? To the corrupt, all things are corrupt. Can you firmly say that there's no good women or no good men out there? And honestly say that and put your soul on the line for that statement?
Not
at all. Uh-oh. Because, see, good, the word good is subjective. Is it good because it's pleasing to your flesh, or is it good because it's coming from God? Right? Ms. Lacatia said, our kids, I want marriage, but I haven't found the right one. I need a godly man. That's right, Ms. Lacatia. Hey, Ms. What'd you say, cuz? Some people just want someone to have because of what others have. That's absolutely correct. All right? Ms. Tyler said it would not go very far. What's going on, Ms. Carrie and Ms. Mary? What's going on, Desmond and Delisha? Ms. Fletcher, what'd you say? If you're dating someone and you do not have any intentions on marrying them, then you are basically wasting both of you guys' time, unless that is what the both of you are looking for. All right, now. All right. Ms. Val, you said you needed this tonight. How you doing, Ms. Marcy? Ms. Tanette said, I want to marry one day. So if I get to date someone soon, that's my purpose, to one day be joined in holy matrimony to the man God has just for me. But without the leading, hold on, let me see. But without the leading of the Holy Spirit, many of us are headed down a dead end. All right now. All right, Ms. LaTanya, not very far. Y'all with me? What's going on, Jerry? That's my brother from another mother. Ms. Raven, how are you? Okay. So y'all, how you doing, Miss Samantha? Y'all, this is real. So when we date with the, okay, we all struggle here. When we date with the purpose, we definitely got to make sure before we even try and date somebody else, we got to make sure that we have the proper intentions when we date God. If you're dating God with the sole purpose of getting a man or getting a woman, that's not a good purpose. When you date God, we got to be like Ruth, huh? You know, Ruth dated God because Ruth loved God. Ruth wasn't dating God to find her Boaz. Boaz found her.
Right.
Amen.
Let me say this again, y'all. Y'all heard me? Boaz did not stumble across Ruth. God sent him Ruth away. But Ruth was not looking for a man. Ruth was trying to establish a relationship with God. In the midst of finding a relationship with God, she had no ulterior motives. See, her purpose of dating God was to date God. Are you okay with dating God even if you never find a man or a woman?
Mm.
I'm going to set that right there. Ain't that something? And that'd be the hard pill to swallow, because somebody would say everybody wants to be with somebody. Well, see, here's the thing. Some people really do love God. That means, God, I love you, not because of what you can do for me. I love you for you. How many people can agree to this when we talk about dating with a purpose? Do you want to date somebody who really just want what you got and what you have to offer them? Is that sufficient for you? Would you want to date that type of person? Mr. DJ?
Nope. Huh. That's a person, yeah.
In other words, are you okay with dating somebody who just want to use you?
No, sir.
Anybody okay with that?
Not at all.
How you doing, Ms. Corsher, Ms. Cassie, how are you? So if you're not okay with dating somebody who wants to use you, if we really x-ray our hearts, right, dating with a purpose, why are we okay with using God only because of the better job, the better housing, to find a husband or the wife, to establish a family, to get higher pay? Why do we date God? Why do we say we have a relationship with God only to use him? What do you bring to the table? In other words, We want God to bless us, but when you date with a purpose, shouldn't you be blessing him as well?
Amen.
Yes.
Ain't that something? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Cuz, what you say, Rayshawn? If you're not committed to the relationship you have with God, then how can you really understand what a relationship is? First, you must be faithful. There you go. Man, cuz he just said it all. If you're not faithful, how can you even establish a relationship in the natural? Faithfulness has everything to do with what you can't see.
Amen.
You know, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Man, when we date with a purpose, we're looking for people who are faithful. Who want to date somebody who's not faithful? Anybody? Right?
Correct.
How you doing, Ms. Hunt? Okay. How you doing, Ms. Marisa? Y'all, this is good now. Okay. Ms. Rhonda said not everybody's meant to have someone. Ms. Carrie, no time for that kind of foolishness. My commitment is to Father God first. All right now. Ms. Tiana said we must bless God in our relationship with him. We must be faithful to him before we can be faithful to anyone else. Y'all, this is good. And see, y'all, I'm glad that y'all are on this line tonight. Because not everybody, what's going on, Terrell? Not everybody want to hear, when we talk about dating with a purpose, they want to hear the natural. And this is why so many people write so many books, Act Like a Woman, or, what it say? Act Like a Woman,
like a
Think
woman.
Like a Man?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Huh? They write every book in the world and trying to tell you and coach you into how the relationship should go. And we believe it. But there's one book that don't have to be rewritten. And we spend all our money believing lies. How can you act like something and think like something and expect to be whole in God? If you think, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So why are we thinking like a man when you're not a man?
Amen.
Please get Steve Harvey on here because I would like to talk to him. I'm that bold. See how we believe the lies?
Yes, indeed.
The Bible. Now, if God is your God, look at what your God said. Date with a purpose. How can you, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, man is not gender specific. He's talking about female or male. But as a man thinketh, so is he. So how can we listen to a book that says act this way, but think this way? That is a contradiction. What's going on, DeMond? How can we do that, people? Then how can we even face God and say, but God, why I don't have the one? You don't have the one because you are following the leisure activity and the mind or the mental psyche of others. We go by all these relationship books, and you got a book right in front of you called the Bible, and we refuse to read it because we say it's too long. But the 51 shades of gray or whatever how many shades it is, I don't know if it's 10, but we'll read that all day long. But then we talk about we want to date with a purpose. Well, how can you date somebody with a purpose when you don't have purpose in you? Oh, I'm sorry. We want other people to bring the purpose to the table. That's what it is?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Ain't that something, y'all? So in other words, when people are looking for love, hey, cut that out. How you looking for love? I thought you were supposed to bring love to the table. Now, if you're looking for love, what if that other individual say, well, I'm looking for money. Wouldn't that put you, pause, hold on. I'm not about to be your mom or your daddy. We're going to combine our stuff together, right? So, in other words, whatever you look for, you should be bringing to the table. True?
Yes, indeed.
Hello? Y'all, when you date with a purpose, come on now, Ms. Veronica, you want to tell him, Ms. Veronica? Tell him right quick. When you date with a purpose, if you want a good man, you need to be a good woman. If you want a good woman, you need to be a good man. Ain't that something?
It is.
Y'all with me? What's going on, Natasha? What you say, Rachel? My cousin say the Bible is the only tool you need when you're in a relationship, and that's right. But you know what, cuz? We date with a purpose. We start pulling our family into our personal relationship with other people. And what happens is your purpose is now blurred. Because now what mama say goes, what daddy say goes. We trying to impress our parents when our parents didn't try to impress us. You couldn't choose your mom and your daddy. So how then are you dating with a purpose and you going by what your mom and your daddy said, not what your God has said?
Amen.
Come on. We'll take them to our mom and daddy house before we take them before to God. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Hello, people. How you doing, Miss Amanda? What you said, Mr. Nett, Reverend Sutton said Sunday, don't tickle my ear, but scratch my heart. That's what you're doing today. All right, man. What's going on, R.L.? That's my brother there. Okay. What is that? Mr. Chestnut, how are you? What's going on, Danny? John, how are you doing? Gerald Honeycutt, what's going on, man? Legendary basketball player, Tulane, huh? Y'all see what I'm talking about? Ms. LaTanya said we only seek God in his word when our ways and agendas fail. Then we expect him to bless our situations. Date with a purpose, y'all. I promise you, if you want your soulmate, you must first establish a soul tie, a faithful relationship with God. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. We've been living all our life, you know, dibbling and dabbling, and we've tried it our way. And some people are married right now, but we're married, but we're not like my boy Tori is, happily married. When you happily married, the person that you married to, you dating them every day. It's like a new day. You flirting with your own wife in your house. You be sending a text message and she laying right next to you. When you dating with a purpose, when you married, you'll send your husband a little stuff. You can't get bored when you date with a purpose because even though you married, you still dating a person that you fell in love with. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Huh? Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes.
Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Kathy said, keep other people out of your relationship. Only God should be involved. That's absolutely right. What's going on, Bear? Okay.
Mr. Carson,
how are you doing? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I have a question for everyone. Is it true that opposites attract? If so, why? If not, why?
Okay. Y'all heard the question? How you doing, Ms. Sean and Ms. Alethea? Okay, Ms. Cynthia, how are you? How you doing, Pastor Bailey? How are you? Ms. Sierra, how you doing? Mr. DJ say, is it true that opposites attract? We're talking about dating with a purpose. Is it true that opposites attract? And if so, why?
Or why not?
Or why not? Y'all heard me? Let me ask the question again. Is it true that opposites attract? So in other words, what I'm gathering, Mr. DJ, when you say dating with a purpose, that means we don't have to have the same agenda.
According to the opposites attract.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to give away the answer yet, but I'm just all saying, right. You know, a lot of people say opposites attract. So
all right, now.
Is there any support for that in the Bible? You know,
all right. What y'all got to say? Is it opposites attract? And if so, why? Ms. Sharon said, I've been guilty of reading those books, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, even 50 Shades of Grey, that profited me nothing but fantasies of people that only existed in my head. All right, now, how you doing, Ms. Ebony, how are you? Okay, Mr. DJ, hold on with that question, please. I look what Ms. Okay. Ebony say. She says, what if your soul's still tied to somebody you want to release, so you can let the right person in God has called you to be with. Why is it so hard to shake? Okay. So if I'm reading this right, Ebony, I'm reading it right. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? You're saying, what is your soul tied? What if your soul is still tied to somebody you want to release? So you want to let them go, but it's a soul connection. Okay. So you can't let the right. So you want to let them go, so God can actually bring the right person in. Okay, why is it so hard to say? See, let me see if I get this right, Ms. Ebony. What I'm catching is you say, what if your soul is still tied to somebody, but you want to release them, so that God can see your soul can't be tied to something. Listen to me and hear me good. Your soul can't be tied to something. They got to be emotions, because if you say God has the right person, that means your soul can't be tied to something wrong. God don't make a mistake. If your soul is tied to something, that means God is involved in that. Now, emotionally, if you're tied to it, is that what you're trying to say? Because emotionally, we could be tied to something that you need to release so that God can actually clear that way to bring in the right thing. But a lot of times, remember, the Holy Spirit, God, is a gentleman. In other words, if you want that raggedy situation, God's going to let you have that raggedy situation. Now, you'll keep on following your faith. You'll get tired, and God will say, I've been waiting on you. Ain't that something? Some will call it warning comes with destruction. The Bible says a righteous man falls several times. So the thing is, if it needs to be released, release it. If your spirit is not bearing witness with it, we got to release some things. It don't matter how I look on the outside. It don't matter what your family say. It don't matter what your friends say. As a matter of fact, it don't matter what you say. Your relationship with God is more important than your, you losing all your faith in him. In other words, we'll be in a situation because it looked good, but yet our faith is suffering. We don't even believe in God no more because the person that we tied to don't believe in God. And we can't be shouting God's name around the house because they'll get mad. See, that time is time to go. If somebody is muzzling you, and if somebody is not helping you get closer to God, how can you be dating them with a purpose? Because if the purpose is not the two of you to go to heaven, why are you dating them? Why would you date somebody who's going in the opposite direction of heaven? Is it because of temporary status? Do we date people because of temporary satisfaction? We know that's not the right person for us. We also know we're not the right person for them. Can you not respect? I can respect people who say, hey, you're doing the right thing. I don't want to pull you down. Can't y'all respect that? Man, that's somebody you got to respect. Because what they're saying is, I know I'm living bad. I don't want you to slide down this slippery slope with me. So I love the dating scene, but I don't want to date you because, see, I can respect somebody who says I don't want to date you because you're too good of a woman or you're too good of a man. That's respect. You got to respect that.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, y'all. Miss Natasha said no. Must have the same agenda in order for a relationship to grow. Thus, God says we must be equally yoked, evenly yoked. That's right. Miss Mitchell, how are you? So, Miss Ebony, you say not emotionally tied. Okay, so when you say soul ties, what you mean? I'm trying to get. Miss Ebony, can you do me a favor right quick, please? Real quickly. Dial is 225-364-0211. 225-364-0211. Only so I can get clarification on what you're saying, so I can kind of answer that for everybody. What you say, cuz Rachel said they do. In a relationship, they balance each other if they bring something to the table that each other. Boy, you hitting it. When you date with a purpose, don't you know, Mr. DJ is kind of alluding to what you said. When you date with a purpose, it won't have two great chefs in the house necessarily. See, when you date with a purpose, what you lack, the other person got. See, I know it's the man's job to take the trash out, and I know it's her job to cook. But when you date with a purpose, watch this, y'all. When you date with a purpose, you start to pick up what they kind of. I know it may be their job, but because I'm a team player, I got them when they weak. I know my husband, women can say, I know my husband's supposed to take out the trash, and I don't care who see me taking it out. They can say, well, he ain't no man. He's taking out this, but they don't know my husband out of town. So I'm going to take it out. I don't care what people say. I care what God say. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Ain't that something now? Huh? How you doing, Miss Princess? Miss Veronica, you understand what everything's saying? All right. I'm trying to. How you doing, Miss Arlene? How are you?
Miss Ebony has joined
Gwen,
us on the
how
call.
Are you? Huh?
Mr. Carr, Miss Ebony has joined us on the call.
How you doing, Miss Kathy and Miss Teresa? How are you? Miss Ebony, what you got there? You
there,
Miss Ebony? How are you?
I'm here. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm just trying to figure out what were you asking now?
Okay, what I was saying is, say that you and this person may have been friends for years, or best friends.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, with your life, and it's like somehow y'all always pull each other, y'all come back to each other.
Okay.
But it's like the timing is just never right, but it seems like y'all so, it's like when you're around them, your spirit just feels right, like you're in peace. But when y'all apart, it's like both of y'all suffering.
Oh, okay. So you're asking me what about moving what out the way?
Like, how can you let go that tie so you can be with the right person?
So you're saying the person that you're at peace with when you're around them, that's not the right person?
That the timing is always wrong, but it's like, you know, it's like.
I love it. That's a good question, Ms. Evans. Ooh, that's a good question. Y'all see what she's saying? In other words, it's almost, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Ebony, when you say the timing is wrong, it's almost like you may be involved with somebody else.
Right.
Y'all follow? That's a great question. You very well may have anybody ever been involved with somebody else, and you knew that person that you're involved with right now is not the one, yet the person that you're always around is, what you going to do? The person that you're not with is the right one. You just have a peace when they come around. Your spirit man chunk. Well, here's the answer. Mr. DJ, before I ask, I'm going to let you answer that. Ms. Ebony, listen, Mr. DJ, what you got to say, Mr. DJ?
Well, first of all, if you feel that strongly about that person, evidently the one who you're with, you shouldn't be with. And the next time you all are friends, you guys need to sit down and talk about expanding the friendship. And find out if that person feels the same way about you and be real, just continue being friends. I guarantee you, if you continue being with yourself and that person, that relationship is going to manifest and grow. If it was meant to be and you both are in God, trust me, let him lead it, let God lead it, and I think you'll both be where you want to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't sit back and expect him to just come and do everything and drop everything in your lap. You got to make sure both of you all are on the same page in according to the word. I mean, according to God.
Okay.
Right.
Say, how you doing, Ms. Alicia? How are you? Okay. Oric, what's going on, man? All right, Ms. KK, Ms. Kimberly, Ms. Tafton. Y'all, that's a good – listen. So if you're in a situation where you're involved with somebody already, but that's not the right one, but God is sending you the right one, what do you do? Well, it's about who's your master. Let me say that again. It's about who's your master. Let me give you a scripture, Ebony. The Bible says the tradition of man nullifies the power of God. Right?
Right.
All right. Let me break it down to you. Yeah, we're talking about relationships. Deliberate dating, dating with a purpose, Ms. Kimberly. Here's the thing. Traditionally, people will say, well, you're wrong if you leave the one you've been with all the time. That's tradition. No, you're not wrong. Because if God didn't put the two of you together, no, what you did was you was wrong for staying with them when it's not meant to be. See, the power of God is unorthodox to the world. The world and God are two, would we agree? Can we agree that they're totally different?
Yes, indeed.
Can we agree with that, Ms. Ebony?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Well, God don't make a mistake. So what will happen is if God sends you what it's supposed to be, but you're with your choice. That's your choice. But what happens when God sends you his choice? Now what you going to do? What you going to do? That's not even peace in your natural relationship. And I know you done put 5, 6, maybe even 8 years in that relationship. But when God sends you your day one and you... Yeah, you got to make a decision. You got to make such a decision that when you date with a purpose, see, in other words, I don't care what other people may say. I don't care, you know, what other people may think. I got to be honest with God, and I got to be honest with myself. I got to tell the person that I was with dating for 8 years, I'm sorry. We both wasted one another's time because you know this is not going nowhere. I don't have a peace in my heart with this. I am peaceful with something else. This is not it. You got to be honest. If not, you will continue to live a lie, and you continue to pull your hair out your head.
Sounds true.
It's not an easy decision, but it is. Oof. It is proven to be successful. In other words, every boss has to make some hard decisions, right?
Yes.
This is reality, people. A lot of times we want to spare people's feelings, but are you willing to risk your own salvation because of sparing feelings? In other words, you will go down that aisle with somebody that God didn't put you with? Uh-oh.
Several people do that all the time.
People do that all the time. And you know what? They're miserable. They're miserable. Wouldn't you rather be happy right now off of a hard decision you had to make? I bet you'll be you happy though, right?
Right.
Now, you just said it was somebody that when they're not around, you just like, man. Like, see, if you can't, see, anybody can live with anybody. You got cellmates that can live with, people live with people in jail all the time, and they have no choice. When you date with a purpose, you got to be dating somebody who you cannot live without. Hello. Y'all follow?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Now, this is not hard, and this is yeah, well, this is not easy, Mr. DJ, Ms. Ebony, because I know I'm standing from the outside looking in, but the reality of it is this. The reality of it is God put you here for a reason, and you're going to have to make some decisions. Now, when you make decisions, everybody didn't like Jesus. So you know when you deliver God's word, everybody in that doesn't like you. In other words, the person that you've been dating, you got to tell them the truth at some point in time. Now, is that going to be favorable? It doesn't matter. Doesn't it heal the situation, though? Because at least they're not going to be walking to thinking that you love them, you know, and that y'all are supposed to be together for the next, I mean, for the rest of your life when it's not supposed to be. Would you flip the situation around? Let's say that person was dating you and you're not the one. Would you rather know right now as opposed to spend the rest of your life living a lie? Would you? Would you want them to tell you the truth right now?
You, yeah, definitely.
It would hurt, but wouldn't you want them to know the truth?
Yes, indeed.
That's the same way it works with this. You got to tell them the truth. You got to go with what God says. And God's decision is not always popular to man, but I'm telling you, it's very effective to growth.
That's right.
All right? Now, I hope
yes,
that helped.
Sir.
I really hope that helped. All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Ebony. How you doing, Ms. Krista? Ms. Sandy, how y'all doing? Ms. Kim? Hey, now I got to get caught up on all these. Ms. Miranda, how you doing? All right. So, Ms. Heather, how are you? Boy, I'm way behind, huh? So, y'all, when we date with a purpose, it's not always easy. So let me throw a question out there. Can everybody get my question? Let's get to the question.
Don't forget about the opposites of track.
I'm going to get to that one too, Mr. DJ. I'm glad you reminded me. Let me get to this one right quick, Mr. DJ. Is it okay to pursue someone who doesn't want to pursue you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Just don't get let me
throw another question at everybody, because we talk about dating with a purpose and deliberate dating. Is it real? Ms. K said, no, it's not okay to pursue somebody who's not pursuing you. Ooh, I'm going to leave it right there for a second. Ms. Danielle, how you doing? Is it okay? Come on, Ms. Crystal, what you got to say? Is it okay to pursue someone who doesn't want to pursue you? Is that, Ms. Cassie said that's not healthy. Ms. Gwen say let him go. Kimberly say no with about 10 O's. Okay. Ms. Sanders say no, not worth the trouble. All right now. Ain't that something? Ms. Ebony, what you say? Let go? And let go on a good godly man that was for me. That's, okay. God got that, brought that man your way. Okay. Miss Tiana say, beware of the restraining order. Miss Tiana, we're gonna pray for you. Hey, look, Anthony say, run. Y'all don't laugh at Tiana. Miss Karen say, there would be no glory. Okay, Miss Tiana say, what's the point? All right. Miss K say, it's a disappointment. When you pursue someone who doesn't want to pursue you, where is that relationship going, people? Ooh, that's a good question. Ms. Natasha said, are you pursuing them because it's what God says or because they don't want you?
Great question.
Mr. Carr.
Huh? Oh, Lord. Hold on, Mr. DJ. Ms. Arlene, you know that's our special loved one right there. Ms. Arlene, what's going on? Ms. Arlene said it depends on who's doing the chasing. I guess if they chasing you, it's okay, huh? What's going on, Donna Ray? All right, Ms. Karen, how are you? All right, what you got, Mr. DJ?
Don't we do that way with God? He's pursuing us, and we sometimes act like we don't want him.
I wasn't going to go there just yet. I was just letting everybody, y'all know we do that. Is it okay to pursue someone who doesn't want to pursue you? Okay. Mr. DJ said, but isn't the fact that we do that with God? God pursues us day in and day out, yet we have our eyes on someone else other than God. We have our eyes on Michael Jordan, the shoes, LeBron James. We have our eyes on our chasing that bag. Y'all know that bag. We love that bag, don't we? Huh? Yeah. Y'all see what I'm talking about? So is it okay that God pursues us and we don't want to pursue him? Now, before we say, but we do want to pursue God, to what extent? When we date with a purpose, is it okay for us to date everybody else and not date God? And I ain't talking about text God. I'm talking about have a real solid relationship with God. So let me ask the next question. Listen to this. What Ms. Kimberly say, the way we chasing flesh is how we should be chasing God. All right, Ms. Kimberly. That's like filling a cup with a hole in it. All right, Ms. Corsha. It can't do that and expect to be honored. All right. Ms. Val say that money. What'd you say, Ms. Jennifer? True. Ms. Natasha said, we pursued God the way we pursued man or a thing. We wouldn't have to work so hard for a mate. All right. All right. So y'all answer this question for me. Dating with a purpose. Deliberate dating. Does anybody believe in love at first sight? Let me ask it again. Do you believe in love at first sight? We're talking about dating with a purpose. Is it possible for you to actually see someone one time and know that's your mate? Or do you have to date first? This is about to be a loaded question. I'm asking it for a reason. Do you got to date them to find out, or do you believe in love at first sight? Woo! Ms. Arlene said, it's a man's nature, okay, to chase. Why would a woman chase when she is surprised? When a man finds a wife, he finds a great day. This ain't a good day. This ain't a great day. All right, Ms. Arlene. So, y'all, does anybody believe in love at first sight? Ms. Gwen said, thank God for grace and mercy. All right. Ms. Jennifer said, of course not. She don't believe in that. Ms. Ray, cuz, you say, yeah. Rachel said, yeah. Ms. Natasha said, Val. But do we know how to date? All right. Ms. Kathy said you got to date first. Ms. Moran said it happens. Ms. Kay said I never had it, so I can't say. All right. Ms. Evans said, what'd you say? What if it's tit for tat? 1 minute they pursue you, then it switches you pursue them. All right. That's a good comment. Ms. Kimberly said, nah, she don't believe in love at first sight. Anybody believe in love at first sight? Anybody, when we talk about dating with a purpose? Mr. DJ, do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Although there are several types of love, I do. I believe it.
Miss Sandy owned herself. She said that falls under faith. Miss Sandy, you're giving away our secrets. Finesse said, thanks for bringing this back into spiritual view, because that is true. So many people run away from God. The one who pursues us. All right. Miss Sandra says she don't believe in love at first sight. Miss Donna, how are you doing? Miss Kara said yes. Okay. I do when you fully put God first, who will open and close the doors that need it. Okay. Miss Evelyn believes in love at first sight. Miss Kimberly says she only believes in love at first sight with God. Miss Kathy said no. Rachel, what'd you say? Cuz I told Lamont he was going to, her husband, I'm sorry. He was going to be her husband in 1997. Well, it's 2018. We've been married for 13 years. All right, now. Ms. Corson says she don't believe in love at first sight. Ms. Karen said, I don't believe in love at first sight because I believe when you first meet someone, you are meeting their representative and not them. because they are doing all that, doing all the right things to get you. All right. Miss Katina said, in the old days, they went on one date and got married. Miss Katina, they got married after the first date. Wow.
No, Pamela.
Oh my goodness.
Miss Adida, you know how many wives you have then?
Four. Like Solomon.
Oh, look. Woo, well, I ain't dating then. I ain't going on no first date.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
See, look. Miss Tanette said, love at first sight would be a lustful move for me, LOL. So, all right, that's honesty, right? Miss Latonya said, very possible. Miss Val said, no, it's the flesh. How you doing, Miss Candace? Miss Tawana said, it's possible. Y'all, let's get to it. Love at first sight. Wow. Let me throw out a scripture before I answer this. Y'all know the scripture says, now we're talking about dating with a purpose, deliberate dating. The scripture says, we walk by, not by
faith.
Fill that in for me.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
That means we can actually have love before first sight. The Bible says he knew us before we was even formed. That means God didn't have to see us to get on the cross.
Amen.
God didn't have to see us to love us. He did it anyway. I think that's love before first sight. As a matter of fact, I take that back. That's love before the first natural sight. God saw us spiritually, and he loved us right away.
Amen.
Woo! So you mean to tell, man, this is good. I like everybody's response because it's legit, though. But the reality is, man, when God sends you something, that's just like going to the car lot. You already envisioned it before you got there. You knew what time it was. You knew that was the one when you naturally saw it. You loved that car at first sight, but on a vision before you physically saw it. Hello.
Truth.
People on that car lot, I don't need to see another car. This mine right here, that 750 Li, that's mine. Hello?
Yes,
everybody
sir.
With me?
Yes.
So it's not far-fetched that somebody love at first sight. It's not far-fetched because I promise you, God loved you before you even came out the womb. I promise you that.
Amen.
Ms. Corson said there's a difference between faith and foolishness.
Oh.
Now, Ms. Corson is a PK, a pastor's kid, so she knows. y'all see what I'm saying, though? Love at first sight is absolutely possible, simply because when you walk by faith, you see it before you naturally see it. It just manifests, so when you naturally see it, you love it. I do believe anybody who have a child, Lord have mercy, you love that child before you even see them, and when they come out, you love them no matter how they look.
Yes.
Hello? Deliberate dating, right? Dating with a purpose? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you say? So you're saying that God can send me my soulmate, can send me to my soulmate, and we'll know it from the start. Absolutely correct. You'll know it from the start, and he'll know it from the start. Absolutely correct. Here's the thing, Mr. Ned. You got to be so tied into God to where you know what to look for. Whew. The problem is we're not so close to God to where we know what to look for. How you doing, Miss Sonya? Yeah, when you date with the purpose, you absolutely know. Listen to what I'm saying now. Hear me good. The reason why you knew, how you doing, Miss Nicole, that was your car, because you saw your car before you even got to the car lot. That means you were so in tune with that vision that when you naturally saw it, you knew it was the one. When you're so tied to God, you know the man he has for you, the woman he has for you. You know about it because he done told you about it so much to where when you see it, That's it. As a matter of fact, can I be honest with everybody? Let's go there for a second. Anybody ever had a friend, you knew y'all just clicked? Y'all was like two thieves, thick as two thieves. Y'all just clicked. Y'all didn't need to be in high school and middle school together to be best of friends. It's just something about them y'all click with. Ain't that something?
Yes.
Anybody ever ran across that type of friend? I know I have. Like y'all just click. It's like, man, where you come from?
Oh, yeah.
So if that's a friendship, what about a relationship? Huh? Y'all with me?
Yes.
Right? Ms. Nicole, how are you? All right. What Ms. Corsha say? God also knew us before we were created. That's right. Okay. Rachel, cuz, what you say? Cross-eyed and all, you love them kids with laughing. I ain't playing with you, Rachel. Stop that. Ms. Carey, you said what? Yes, and though my obedience to serve God, it would be shown through me in believing and knowing that he would be my God sent, and it would be known to one another. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Sharonda? Okay, that's very soul ties. There you go. It's back to soul ties. You know it. You know it. You know this because it's soul ties. In other words, we don't need to establish, come on, we don't need to establish the natural because it's been established spiritually. So I know who you are. Y'all, watch this. Can I be honest with y'all? John the Baptist was cousins to who?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. We're talking about dating with a purpose. Before they even saw each other, y'all know the Bible says when the mothers came together, Jesus and John the Baptist jumped at each other in the womb. That means they were going to be connected. They didn't even see each other, and they loved each other.
That's
woo! John the Baptist loved Jesus so much. Let me show you what that's equivalent to. Come on, watch this, y'all. That's equivalent to T.D. Jakes, Benny Hinn, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer. You can go ahead, Paula White. That's equivalent to all their churches combined. That's how much of a following John the Baptist had times 10. And he turned his following over to Jesus. He told his following, there's going to be someone greater. If that ain't love, tell me what is. He said, there's going to be someone greater than me. He said, I'll baptize you with water. He's going to baptize you with fire. Woo!
Amen.
That was love at first sight. He didn't have to see Jesus to love him. He loved Jesus in the womb. They loved each other. Ain't that something, people?
It is.
So when you date with a purpose, man, you got to be so tied to God to when God send that man your way, when God send that woman your way, you already know. Now you're just putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You're just trying to establish how we're going to live this together, you know. Because, see, when you date with a purpose, here, let me give us everybody a tip, okay? Well, but I say these days, we're so caught up on looks, but we miss out on a good husband and wife. That's right. Here's the thing when dating. Here's the thing. If you, y'all listen to me now, if you can't put them first and they can't put y'all, put you first, why y'all dating? Don't want, see, here's, in all fairness, watch this. You got two objects. You put them first and they got theirs and they put them first. Well, what do you have? No, this is how it should go. You should put them first and they should put you first. This is how dating is supposed to go. Let me say it again. They should put you first, and you should put them first. But if you're a woman and you're expecting him to put you first, but you never put him first, well, what would you tell your son if a woman never put your son first? What would you tell your son? The same advice you would give your son? Now, take that to the advice that you're about to do to this man now. Come on. You wouldn't want nobody to use your son, would you? So why are you using that man? Hold on, fellas, before you start saying amen, the same advice you give your daughter, don't you do that to that woman. Don't you expect that woman to cater to you in this dating thing and you not catering to her. Now, if you don't want a man to misuse your daughter, don't you misuse somebody's daughter. See how simple that is?
Yes.
Ms. Nicole say, get gone. Simple. Two words, get gone. Like Country One, get gone. Go ahead. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. That's right, Ms. Gwynn. You got to check yourself. So, y'all, the best dating scene, when you date with a purpose, you must first put God first. We know this, right? Everybody with me? We got
yes,
to
sir.
Put, Ms. Kimberly say, when both people put each other first, everybody's covered. Ms. Kimberly, high five. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody covered when you put each other first. How you doing, Ms. Tiffany? So, must first know that the foundation is God. True?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When God is the foundation, and I ain't talking about praise God, I'm talking about live for God. When you date God and stop texting God. See, we text God by just simply saying a prayer. What I mean by that is we one-way text. We never hear from his response. But stop texting God. You can't date somebody and text them and think you have a strong relationship. You got to physically pick up the phone and talk to God. Go spend some time with God. The way you spend time with God is you live His Word. That's when you know you're spending time with God. Everything that's said in the Bible, you start to do. Now you're spending time with God. Now you're dating God. And then when you start to date God, the better your dating skills with God is, the better your dating skills are going to be with man or woman. You do know that. See, the reason we don't have good life skills with man or woman is because maybe our relationship with God ain't the way it's supposed to be. Because if we serve God right, serving others is going to be coming natural, right?
Yes, indeed.
They all say my toes hurt. Put on them steel shoe boots. The steel toe boots. Put them on, Val. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Okay. Put God first. He's the foundation. All right. So, y'all, we're going to close it out right there. Dating with a purpose. Dating with a purpose. Okay. We got to make sure we put God first. And if you truly want to know how to date, make sure you date God. And then God is going to give you every pointer that you need to date in the natural. How about that? How about that?
Amen.
When you date God, trust me, you're going to be practice makes perfect. Practice dating with God. But don't date God just to date God to go get a man or date God just to go get a woman. Date God because you love God. Date Him because that's all you need. See, when you date God because that's all you need, that a man or a woman would never complete you. They compliment you.
Amen.
A lot of people for somebody to complete them. If you need completion, that means you're not whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh? If you need somebody to complete you, that means you're not whole. The only person you should need to complete you is God. Hello.
That's right.
Hello, people. So stop dating people and stop looking for somebody to date and stop blaming people when it don't work. When it don't work, won't you praise God and stop calling that man a dog? Stop calling that woman a whore. She's not a whore. He's not a dog. It wasn't meant for you. Thank God for it. See how simple that is?
Yes.
Why must we date people and put them down? You just love them. Why are you putting them down to date? That means we're not operating in God because the Bible says God doesn't. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you love them yesterday, love them enough today to say we can't be together. But don't put your mouth on them. That's somebody else's prize just because it ain't good for you. I don't drive a Volvo. Just because I don't drive a Volvo, I'm not going to put it down. That don't fit me. That might work for you. Huh? How you doing, Miss Tam? So when you date with a purpose, oh my goodness, when you date with a purpose, see, when you date God, you start acting like God. That's why the Bible says be imitators of Christ. When you're around something long enough, don't you know you start imitating it? So now you know how to date other people around you because of the fact that God been dating us forever, and that don't mean all of us is still committed to God, but He ain't never give up pursuing you.
Thank you.
Ain't that something? So we talking about the cat and mouse game, dating with a purpose? Boy, I'm thankful. We should be thankful that we got one person who be chasing after us. Although we be running from him, he still pursue us on a daily, don't he?
Yes.
And we say we got commitment issues. Well, we don't say we got it. We say, thank you, Jesus. But that don't mean you committed. Because he say they praise me with their mouths, but their hearts are what?
Far from me.
Far from me. Y'all see what I'm talking about? That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Freeze it up. That's somebody else's treasure. That's right, Miss Arlene. So we got to be careful. Just because it didn't work for us, that don't mean it don't work for somebody else. All right? When you date with a purpose, you're dating first, you're dating God. Secondly, what happens is the love of God is exuded through you, so now you can properly date somebody else. All right? All right. Let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together again to come and discuss your word, Father. Thank you for this Bible study ministry, and please continue to bless it. May something said under the sound of my voice or something said tonight manifest within us and help us spiritually to grow and not stray far from the path. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for you putting your loving arms around us, even though we don't deserve it. We're not good brides. We don't even make good dates.
but yet you still love us anyway. Help us to get it right. Help us to be closer to you and to be better for fellow men, Father, because we know that that's your spirit. We want to say thank you and ask for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are on the road, and bring us back together again safely at the next appointed time that we get together and discuss you. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night. Ms. Orleans says she's stuck. Make sure y'all join us on Wednesday night, y'all. 225-364-0211. We have Bible study. We're on the phone, so you don't even have to go nowhere. Okay, y'all join us on Wednesday. If not, we'll see y'all here on next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.